A Florida man tried to rob a Walmart with 50 police officers inside. A Florida nurse was arrested for stealing the Adderall from the students. A Florida man was arrested after having public sex with a dog and damaging a church nativity scene. A Florida man arrested for setting a patrol vehicle on fire. And there's no place like Tampa. Tampa Bay welcomes the entire town of Tampa, Kansas. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet, and the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. That's right, we're only doing weird news from Florida today. Buckle up, guys. A Florida man tried to steal from a Walmart during Shop with a Cop event. Authorities in the state of Florida say a man is facing some charges after he tried to steal from a store that was filled with law enforcement that day. This sounds like typical Florida man behavior. They'll steal in under any circumstances. Oh, the store's filled with police? That's just more challenging for me. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office reports a suspect attempted to steal from a Walmart during its annual Shop with a Cop event for the community children. According to the sheriff's report, the event included nearly 40 deputies in attendance, along with a forensics team, community service team, and even Sheriff Marcos Lopez was inside the store. The famous Sheriff Marcos Lopez. What are you, crazy? You're going to steal from a Walmart where Marcos Lopez is inside? I don't think so, Florida man. This guy, man. Don't you see all the vehicles in the parking lot before you even get to the door? You don't see all those cop cars in the Walmart parking lot? There's got to be at least 40 of them, right? Then you get inside, you don't see the hubbub. It's a cop event. I'm sure it was very clear that it was a cop event. I'm sure there's, blue uniforms in every aisle, in every corner of the damn Walmart. Are you all right, Florida man? This guy. Just breaking stupidity records over here, Florida citizens are. The authorities have identified the Florida man suspect as Brad, of course. Have you ever known anyone named Brad to do anything intelligent in your life? They shared photos of Brad in handcuffs along with the multiple items confiscated. Brad was trying to steal multiple items on the Shop with a Cop event. When asked about this situation, the sheriff's office called the attempted theft a, quote, bad idea. Yeah, a bad idea, for sure. A Florida school nurse has been arrested for stealing Adderall from the students. I'm sorry. The degeneracy. When your school nurse is stealing your drugs, man, what the hell? According to the authorities, a Florida school nurse allegedly stole the students' prescribed Adderall medications. The Okaloosa County... Okaloosa? Did I say that right? Oh, come on down to Okaloosa. There's an Adderall shortage. Because our school nurse has been stealing it all. The sheriff's office reported that a school nurse, age 27, was arrested for stealing prescription medications from several students and replacing their medications with aspirin. The kids are like, I'm having a hard time concentrating. I'm not doing well in the school. I'm very distracted. Yeah, because you're taking aspirin instead of your Adderall. Oh, this is a horrible thing. According to the press statement from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, we have Michaela Crandall, age 27, charged with 3 counts of grand theft of a controlled substance, 5 counts of child maltreatment, and 1 count of failing to keep narcotics records. Failing to keep narcotics records? Did you guys know you have to keep a record of the narcotics that you're stealing? So when the police show up, they can see. You have a record of it. Yeah, this is what I've taken, officers, right here. You'll see I kept a very accurate record of all the Adderall I stole from those kids. As you can see, they're unable to concentrate in class now. They're getting horrible grades, but I'm very on top of my stuff, I have to say. I've never felt more motivated. I just cleaned the entire cafeteria. They didn't even ask me. According to the arrest report here, it says a student apparently observed a variation in the color and imprint on her pill last month and alerted her mother about it. This is because the nurse was replacing their Adderall with other pills. This is a Flintstones vitamin. This isn't my Adderall. What is this? This is a Skittle. I don't even think this is medication. According to the reports, the mother told the authorities that she began observing changes in her child's behavior as well. After it was reported, the school resource officer and other staff members did a drug bust. They forced their way inside the medicine cabinet in the nurse's office and conducted an audit of what was inside. They found 110 missing amphetamine/dexmethylphenidate pills, which I assume these are Adderall. The missing pills were from roughly 5 children. She is still over 100 pills, this lady. Oh, my goodness. The nurse denied using any of that medication, and she was unable to explain why the pills were missing, et cetera, et cetera. She's a Florida person. Hey, I don't know. Drugs? What are you talking about with drugs? I don't know whose drugs are these. The drugs you found up my rear end? This is a Florida person. A Florida man was arrested after having public sex with a dog and damaging a church nativity scene. This is a real title of a real story. It bears repeating. A Florida man arrested having public sex with a dog, damaging a church nativity scene. I mean, this is so much Florida rolled up into one title. Many of you sent me this story. I thank you. It's horrible and disgusting, and I can't wait to read it. A Florida man was arrested after he had sex with a dog in front of families, in front of children. He also wrecked a nativity scene at a nearby church and attempted to steal a vehicle as well. Wow, very busy. Chad Mason, our busy Florida man, 36 years old, was arrested on several charges, including sexual activity with an animal, exposing some sexual organs, and criminal mischief to a place of worship. Criminal mischief to a place of worship. Mason knew the owner of the Golden Doodle dog and was taking it out for a walk. Oh, how about that? You let a guy walk your dog. Next thing you know, he's stooping it in front of children at a church nativity scene. Okay. So Mason took this Golden Doodle dog for a walk. Little did the dog know it was about to be involved in a festive holiday scene. Oh, man, this is terrible. Children are going to have PTSD from this for sure. Christmas is never going to be the same for these people. All right, so Florida man Mason took the dog for a walk, 4:30 p.m. It gets right into it. So it just says he then began having sex with the dog in front of multiple adults and a child who was under 16 years old. No details as to how this even began. It just says, no, they just started having sex. Outside at 4:30? One of the adult witnesses confronted Mason, who then fled the scene to a nearby church. He entered the church and proceeded to knock over a nativity display, break several potted plants, and throw children's toys from the playground area. All right, so this guy's clearly just out of his mind on some substances. Mason's actions, it says here, resulted in an estimated $400 in damages to the church, according to the officials. He wasn't done. His path of destruction. He then left the church, went to an adjacent neighborhood where he destroyed a mailbox and also attempted to steal a car. What happened to the Golden Doodle at this point? I'm wondering, is he dragging the Golden Doodle to all these places? To the church, to the mailbox, inside the car. Officials were able to take him into custody and book him into the Pinellas County Jail. Guys, it's Pinellas County. Oh, Pinellas County. Yes, once again, Pinellas County, the star of the show on Florida Fridays. It's always Pinellas County, guys. When I initially read the title to this, I assumed that the man had sex with a dog within the church nativity scene, which gave me this crazy visual, you know, the baby Jesus and bestiality. I mean, that's not really the flavor of Christmas, you know?
Yay!
A Florida man is arrested after lighting a police car on fire. When a Hernando County, Florida man left a bar, he walked past a sheriff's office patrol car and, quote, decided he'd like to set it on fire, end quote. That's according to the deputies. This took place on Wednesday at 5 p.m., a little early to be lighting cop cars on fire, in my opinion. Not for this Florida man. The sheriff's office received reports of the marked SUV in flames at an apartment parking lot near Northcliffe Boulevard. When the fire crews arrived, they were able to extinguish the fire, thankfully. Flames are seen coming from the rear passenger area of the vehicle in this photo below. Ooh, let me look at it. Oh, yes, a lot of flames on the patrol vehicle. It says sheriff right on it in huge, huge font. Sheriff. Okay. My guess is this is a very calculated attempt to send a message, you know, that they don't like the sheriff in this area. Now, we have a quote from the sheriff's office spokesperson, Denise. Denise says, "It could have been catastrophic, man. How it could have been so catastrophic. Oh, this could have been a disaster, man. This could have been the worst thing ever. Thankfully, no one was burned. There were no burn victims, thankfully. Oh, so whoo. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. There's no one was burned, just the car." While inspecting the vehicle, the officials noticed severe damage in and around the rear passenger area of the vehicle near the gas tank. Oh, boy. Trash and other items were located under the car. Detectives say they believed they were placed there on purpose in order to set the vehicle on fire. All right. During the investigation, a man identified as 48-year-old Anthony Thomas Tarduno approached the detectives and told them that he was, in fact, responsible for the vehicle fire. Oh, we have a confession in this story. Very rarely do Florida men confess. This is a very special moment. Apparently, the Florida man told the deputies, "Yep, I'm the one who did that. I set the car on fire." According to the detectives, Florida man told them he was drinking at a bar. He left before 4:30 p.m. Quote, "While walking, Tarduno noticed the patrol vehicle and decided he'd like to set it on fire. He went to a nearby dumpster and grabbed a bag of garbage. Florida man then placed the bag under the patrol vehicle and used a lighter to set it ablaze. After that, Florida man went back to the bar," investigators said. However, several minutes later, the Florida man claims he felt bad and he returned to confess what he did. During the interview, he told the detectives he was intoxicated, and when he gets drunk, he does stupid things. The Florida man said that this was nothing personal. He didn't target the sheriff's vehicle because it was a sheriff's vehicle. He said that any car that had been parked there would have been set on fire. That was the mood he was in. He told the deputies, "I wasn't targeting that because it was a police car. I was going to set it on fire if it would have been a minivan. I would have set it on fire if it was a scooter, you know. Hey, man, if someone had parked their hot air balloon in the parking lot, I would have blown that bad boy up. I wasn't in a discriminatory mindset at that time. I would have lit any vehicle on fire. If I had a time machine, I would have went into the past and lit a covered wagon on fire, or maybe even a horse and buggy. I was in that kind of mood. Maybe I would have went forward in time and lit one of those Jetson mobiles on fire, or a time machine on fire itself, and then I'd be stuck in the future. I wouldn't be able to get back because I went to the future in my time machine. Then I lit my time machine on fire, so I was stuck in the future, but probably not a bad place to be in the future. There's probably a lot of things I can light on fire in the future, too."
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
There's no place like Tampa. Tampa Bay welcomes the entire town of Tampa, Kansas. From one Tampa to another, Tampa Bay is welcoming the entire town of Tampa, Kansas to experience some Florida living. Do you enjoy seeing police cars burning or men touching themselves at bus stops? Well, come on out down to Florida. Those of you who are living in Tampa, Kansas, we want you to have the Florida experience. With the help of Visit Tampa Bay and Southwest Airlines, the town's entire population of 100 people was invited to visit Tampa, Florida. On Monday, 95 of the residents actually touched down in sunny Florida. 95! That's, let me see. Let me do the math. The town has 100 people and 95 went. I think that's 95%, guys. Don't hold me to that because I went to public school, but I think it's 95% of the town of Tampa visited the city of Tampa. Upon their arrival, the city's new guests were welcomed to Tampa International Airport with multiple signs, one of them reading, "There is no place like Tampa," you know, which is a nod to the iconic movie, The Wizard of Oz, that's set in Kansas, as you know. Now, the town of Tampa, Kansas is very small. It's a rural town that has only 24 businesses, including a fitness center, a hair salon, a few restaurants, and a construction center, to name a few, in case you're wondering what's in rural Tampa, Kansas. I assume no Florida men in Tampa, Kansas, which makes it a safe place to raise your family. And also a safe place to hire a dog walker, because you can, you know, rest assured the dog walker is not going to try and shtup your dog on a city street. To compare, Tampa Bay has a population of around 3 million people, which means there's some bestiality going on. It says here Tampa Bay has multiple outdoor activities. Yeah, we know. We read about one earlier in this episode. They also have roller coasters, you should know. No roller coasters in Tampa, Kansas, but there's some roller coasters in Tampa, Florida, plus a lot of strip clubs from my understanding, but it doesn't say that in the article. I'm just adding that because that's my knowledge of Tampa. It says there's plenty of things to do and stay busy year-round in Tampa, Florida. I suggest you go on a Tinder date with a school nurse because she's got all the drugs. She's ready to party. It says, while here, the fellow Tampa residents are going to indulge in all things Florida and Tampa Bay, including trips to the zoo, aquarium, history and art centers, eating at Tampa's best dining spots, and of course, walking along the Tampa Riverwalk. The Tampa Riverwalk. That sounds like a lovely time. Bring some pepper spray, guys. Hey, thanks for spending some time with me in Weird AF News. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't, or like it. I think that's what you're supposed to do, like it. Will you guys like me? Please like me. Oh my God, I need more likes in life. I want more likes. I love how we're all like just living for likes these days. How sad. Anyways, I'm just trying to get more likes in a closet. I'm just doing the best I can in life, guys. Some people bought me coffee, so they deserve shout-outs. Stephen, all right, let me try and pronounce this last name. Stephen Gaye. Could be any of those things, or something that I can't imagine. Anyways, Stephen bought me a coffee. I'm sorry for butchering your last name, bro. Stephen wrote, huge fan. I listen every day. Thanks for making Weird News entertainingly weirder during my morning coffee. That's right. Stephen listens to Weird AF News during his morning coffee. That's the best way to do it, I think. Thank you, Stephen, for buying me coffee, keeping me fueled to keep recording these episodes. So really appreciate that. Also, I got coffee was bought to me by Sveta and Eric. Your friends from Poland bought me coffees. I've actually met this pair. Yes. They visited Los Angeles, and I met up with them, and they are lovely people, and I miss them very much. And they have a child now, so I don't know if they're going to be traveling to L.A. anytime soon. They wrote, Merry Christmas, Jonesy. Our toddler Max smiles and runs to the Google Home Hub every time when Weird AF podcast begins. Seriously, he loves your voice. Anyway, we miss you and hope to hang out sometime in the future. Love you, dude. Yeah, love you guys. Shout out to Max. What's up, Max? Is Max listening to this? That'd be cool. Maybe he'll run to the Google Home extra fast. Be careful, Max. Don't run too fast. You could trip. All right. Big shout out to Max. Happy holidays to my friends there. What else? Oh, yes. Lily bought me coffees as well. Lily's bought me coffees before. Lily is a big supporter of the show and I believe a member of the Patreon as well. She wrote, Happy holidays, Jonesy. One day I'll get the story of the threesome you messed up in Boston on the next Patreon AMA for sure. I love you so much. Thanks for doing the show every day and good luck with your life, man. Put that on a t-shirt and I'll buy five. Oh, would you buy five? Good luck with your life, man t-shirts. Yeah, maybe I'll make good luck with your life, man t-shirts. That could be kind of fun. People would just be like, what is that for? What do you, people would just be confused, I think. You know what I mean? Okay, what else? Yeah, this is super because last night I did a show in Dallas, the first of I think I'm doing six shows this weekend. I had a weirdo showed up at the show. Yeah, so a big shout out to Roman Bledsoe came to the show last night and hung out And then we had beverages in the speakeasy, which is underneath the where the comedy show is. So that was a pretty cool night. So got to meet a supporter and fan of the show. Roman's been listening. He claims he's been listening since like within the first 50 episodes, which goes, that's a long time ago. That was back when I was horrible at doing this. Not that I'm much better, but I'm acceptable at this point. But real bad, those early episodes. Whew, don't go back and listen to those. Anyways, big shout out to Roman. And I know several more weirdos are going to be coming to shows this weekend, and I'm very excited to meet you all and take photos and hang out and have cocktails and whatever, whatever. So, yeah, so thank you for the support, everybody. Thanks for, buying me coffees for the holiday season, supporting the show, sending me articles, all the things that you do, giving me shout-outs. I appreciate all the love, really. I mean, it's very touching, to be honest. So I just want to tell you how grateful I am. And I hope you're having a lovely weekend, or you had one, or you're about to have one. And we will, well, I guess we'll just do another one of these on Monday. How about that? Should I do it on Monday? Yeah, all right, I'll do it on Monday. What the hell? If you want to buy me a coffee, go to weirdafnews.com, right? Or if you'd like to join the Patreon, you can also go to weirdafnews.com or go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. I got some calls, including a call from Michael from Iowa City, who's continuous support I'm very grateful for. And he's still doing the holiday challenge where he's going to match your donations leading up to Christmas, I believe. So, you'll hear that. If you want to call the show, feel free. 646-450-2012. All right. Peace out.